السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله. My noble audience, by the grace of Allah Almighty, for the last few weeks we discussed one hadith, and basically the first half of the hadith that basically gave us guidelines by which we can strengthen the fabric of our society. Allah Almighty allowed us to speak and allowed my noble congregation to listen. Allah Almighty allow us to implement what we have heard in the last few weeks. And Allah Almighty grant our community success and allow it to grow from strength to strength. As I have promised in the past that the Jumu'ahs for the next many, many months basically will be designated for the social strength. So how can we improve socially, and how can our community grow from strength to strength? Nabi Kareem Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has spoken tremendously and many a times regarding the social fabric, and there are many, many instructions that he has left behind, and many a times people disregard these instructions. So it is very important that we discuss the beautiful sayings of our Nabi of Allah pertaining to this topic. I would like to start off from the hadith that Mu'jam al-Kabir has recorded on the authority of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an. The Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Ahabbul a'mal ilallah, Ahabbul a'mal ilallah, sururun yadkhuluhu ala muslim. Now before I translate that, I would like to say that in Urdu, because there's a lot of brothers that are sitting here that understand Urdu. Mera mazmoon aaj ka ye hai ke dusron ko khush kijiye. Basically the message of this hadith is that there are many, many a'mal that are very, very dear to Allah Almighty. Many. Ahabbul a'mal ilallah. From all those a'mal that are very dear to Allah Almighty, there is one that is dear as well. And that is sururun. Now surur basically means happiness. Sururun yadkhuluhu ala muslim. That you give surur to a Muslim. Now the word used after surur is yadkhuluhu. And yadkhuluhu means to make enter. So basically the happiness that we give to people has to enter their heart. This is what the theologians have understood. Sururun yadkhuluhu ala muslim. That the surur, the happiness, the khushi that you give to your fellow beings should be so intense that it is not superficial, it is not shallow, but it makes it into the nucleus of the heart. And basically this is the command of our religion. This is the command of our religion, as we will make mention in the light of different statements of Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the principal hadith that we will take for the construction of our discussion for the coming weeks. So this is the hadith from Mu'jam al-Kabir, reported by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, in which Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, out of the good a'mal, one of the good amal is that we allow happiness to enter into the heart of a believer. Now basically, to fulfill this command, this instruction, we need to loosen up. We need to develop humor. We need to be jolly. We are very uptight. It is like if somebody says something, we are ready to explode. We need to loosen up. When a person is in the state of contraction, he does not perform. You need to loosen up to perform. Your body has to be loose. People that do not smile, people that are uptight, basically are not fulfilling the command of the religion and are not adorning themselves with the temperament, the mizaj of our religion. I will give you stories that will mesmerize you and amaze you. The stories of the Sahaba, how they used to live amongst each other. When we think about the Sahaba, we speak about their sacrifices, we speak about their taqwa, we speak about their praying throughout the day and throughout the night. And the image that makes it into the mind, the last image of the Sahaba, is that they were always Allah, 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 Allah. And that was it, nothing else. No. That is not the complete package. If deen came with that package, deen could not spread throughout the world. Deen is a complete package. It orders us to smile. It orders us to cry. It orders us to contemplate. It orders us to relax. So there are different sentiments in the human being that need to be relieved. So there are different domains in which we relieve those sentiments. If Islam says you can't smile, or you should not make others happy, or you should not become a prankster, then basically those people that have this inclination towards cracking jokes, to making people happy, what guidelines will we find in Islam for those people? Because people are of different mizaj. Some people are very serious. Some people are not so serious. Some people, it is very hard for them to smile. And there are some people, you can't remove their smile. Allahu Akbar. Islam is a complete religion. But what Islam says is, يَدْخُلُهُ سُرُورٌ يَدْخُلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ. That the surur, the happiness, has to be given from you to your fellow beings. And it has to be intense. It has to be mighty. It has to enter the heart. Now basically, we all are very familiar with the word sadaqah. So many a times, imams and orators throughout the world, they say that somebody is in need, please give sadaqah. Today we have the Rockhampton Masjid, give the sadaqah. Yeah? They need to buy a property, give sadaqah. Now there are different forms of sadaqah. There are different levels of sadaqah. Indeed, all sadaqat will enable a person to be rewarded on the other side. I'm going to make mention of one statement that Imam al-Tirmizi has recorded on the authority of Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, in which Nabi Akram spoke about different kind of sadaqat. But you will be amazed where he starts from. You will be amazed where he starts from. So Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ لَكَ صَدَقَةً. This is where he starts from. So he's speaking about the different levels of sadaqat, the different forms of sadaqat. But where does he start from? تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ لَكَ صَدَقَةً. To smile at your brother is a sadaqah. To smile at your brother is sadaqah. And then the Nabi of Allah says, وَأَمْرُكَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهْيُكَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ لَكَ صَدَقَةً. This is second. Enjoining good and forbidding evil is sadaqah. But what is first? تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ لَكَ صَدَقَةً. To smile at your brother. To be cheerful. To be jolly.
Because Allah has given us this body. And basically the scholars have said, in the light of all the ahadith that basically we're going to touch upon, that if a person leaves you, he should be happy. That's it. Whenever a person leaves you, he should be happy. Ranj ni dena kisi ko, gham ni dena kisi ko, huzn ni dena kisi ko. We are not there to grieve people. So when they leave our company, they are grieved. They are sad. No. When people leave our company, they have sat with us for 5 minutes or 5 days or 5 months, and they leave our company, they are happy. This is the social status that we need to uphold. Now, when people are sitting with us, alhamdulillah, we talk about deen. Deen is our core. We don't deviate from that. But when they leave our company, they are happy. We have not said anything. We have not done anything to hurt their feelings. We have not said anything or done anything to hurt their feelings. They leave happy. تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ لَكَ صَدَقَ. This is sadaqah. That you always meet a person with a bright face and a wide, wide smile. وَأَمْرُكَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهْيُكَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ لَكَ صَدَقَ. Enjoining good, forbidding evil. Now there's amazing rabat, connection between the first sadaqah and the second sadaqah. I was reading the study of the theologians, the muhaddithun, upon the rabat, the connection, the link between the second sadaqah and the first sadaqah. Now the first sadaqah is make smile, make people happy. And immediately after that, وَأَمْرُكَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهْيُكَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ لَكَ صَدَقَةٌ. Enjoining good, forbidding evil is sadaqah. Basically, we can't find a connection between them. But if we study thoroughly, we will find a mighty, mighty connection. Sometimes, people say that, I always want to make people happy. Even if they are doing wrong, I'm going to make them happy. No. There are limitations. Indeed, our maqsad is to make people happy. But if people are deviating without venom inside and being very selective with our words, we will enjoy in good and forbid evil. Now, if that hurts the person, I will try to find a method by which I can convey the good in a way that he will not be offended. I will try, but if it still hurts him, I'm going to do the work of Allah. That is the connection. That's why immediately after the first sadaqah, Allah makes mention of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahya anil Munkar. So I want to make people happy. The person is sleeping in the morning, my classmate. I don't want to wake him up because he's offended. No. You don't worry about that. Because this is now the command of Allah Almighty. But we're going to come up with a plan to wake him up in a style that basically he will take. If he's still offended after all the mind that I have put to this clinical approach, then that is his tough luck. I've tried my best. Does it make sense? But there can't be venom. There can't be anger. When designing the plan, or when addressing the person, or when speaking to the person, there can't be venom. Because that will show in the words. The anger will show in the words. And it will not be productive. Basically, it will be destructive. Then the Nabi of Allah says, وَإِرْشَادُكَ الرَّجُلُ فِي أَرْضِ الضَّالِ لَكَ صَدَقَةٌ. To direct a person that has lost his way is sadaqah. To direct a person that has lost his way is sadaqah. وَبَصَرُكَ لِلْرَّجُلِ الرَّدِيءِ الْبَصَرِ لَكَ صَدَقَةٌ. And to show the path to a person that has poor eyesight is sadaqah. وَإِمَاتَتَكُ الْحَجَرِ وَالشَّوْكِ وَالْعَظَمِ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ لَكَ صَدَقَةٌ. And to remove the stone, the thorn and the bone from the path is sadaqah. Nowadays we don't have bones, but in those days most probably there may be bones on the street. And then the Nabi of Allah says, وَإِفْرَاغُكَ مِنْ دَلْوِكَ فِي دَلْوِ أَخِيكَ لَكَ صَدَقَةً. And to pour water from your bucket into the bucket of your brother is sadaqah. So sadaqah is not one dimension. Sadaqah has many, many branches. But one of the top branches that lies right on the top is تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ لَكَ صَدَقَةً. It is to be the person that has a smile on his face, and basically the maqsad behind your smile is that his smile appears as well. That is the maqsad. Not I'm smiling alone and he's crying. No. تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ. You want to smile, and the recipient of your smile should smile as well. This is the maqsad. And that's why the very famous hadith of Bukhari that has been reported by Abdullah ibn Amr that we have heard many a times, Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisani wa yadi wal-muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu an. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. A Muslim is he from whose tongue, hand, other Muslims are safe. So from my hand, my tongue, my machine, I call it the entire machine, other Muslims are safe. وَالْمُهَاجِرُ مَنْ هَجَرَ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْ. And an immigrant is he who abandons all that Allah has forbidden. This is our maqsad in life. That mere jism se, mere qol se, mere fail se, mere muamale se, kisi ko takleef na ho. From my speech, from my action, from my transaction, no one is upset. I have a clear slate. When I depart from this world, I know that I have not hurt anyone deliberately. I have tried my best to live a clean life. I have not brought tears in the eyes of people and grief in the heart, but I have given surur to the heart and a smile on the face. Now I'm going to make mention of something. The rabat of the first sadaqah with the second sadaqah, and this will be easy for you to grasp. There are two words in Arabic, one is surur and one is shurur. Surur, shurur. Surur means happiness and shurur means evil. Surur, shurur. And the scholars have encapsulated by saying, you don't want to give somebody surur where you place your own self in shurur. You don't want to give somebody surur where you place your own self in shurur. Did you understand what I said? So he's not praying in the morning. I want to give him surur, happiness. So I don't wake him up. I place myself in shurur. So there's a fine line. But basically our maqsad is surur. To give people surur. If we study the life of the Sahaba, I was studying the book Asadul Ghaba. And there's another book famous about the Sahaba, Al-Isaba fi Tamiz al-Sahaba. Very thick books upon the life of the Sahaba. Asadul Ghaba is a very famous one. Isaba fi Tamiz al-Sahaba is famous as well. And I came across a story that has been reported by Rabi'a bin Usman radiyallahu ta'ala an. And it's basically the story of one of the most famous pranksters in the time of the Sahaba, whose name was Nu'ayman bin Amr. Nu'ayman bin Amr. So one day there was a Bedouin, a villager. He came to Makkatul Mukarramah. He had a camel. He tied his camel outside Masjid Nabwi and he went inside to meet Nabi Akram Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now before we start off this story, I would like to make mention that there is no one higher in taqwa than the Nabi. No one higher than taqwa than the Nabi of Allah. He's always at the podium of ihsan, in the presence of Allah Almighty. Now keep that in mind. That's why I say we'd have to develop humor, Muslims. And we need to be loose. Can't be uptight. Loose. So Rabi'a bin Usman radiallahu ta'ala and says that this person came, he tied his camel and he went inside. Hazrat Nu'ayman bin Amr was passing by and the Sahaba came to him. He's a Sahabi as well. The Sahaba came to him and they said, look, aaj to gosh khana hamne. We are feeling like having meat, but there's no meat available. So Hazrat Nu'aiman radiallahu ta'ala said, what are you telling me for? Just look at this camel. Why don't you take it and sacrifice it? Now this is the camel of the Badwin. He's tied it outside the mosque of the Nabi of Allah. We will tell the Nabi of Allah afterwards, we are very hungry, and most probably the Nabi of Allah will pay the Badwin. But let's sacrifice it right now. So the Nu'aiman bin radiallahu ta'ala, he became activated. He took the camel, he sacrificed it. Now the Sahaba were professionals in sacrificing. You know the instruction that when you bury the person, the family members, the immediate family members, should remain behind for about 15 to 20 minutes. Now where do the fuqaha get the 15-20 minutes? Because the Nabi of Allah didn't say 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Where do they get the 15 or 20 minutes from? What the Nabi of Allah said, the family members should remain behind as long as it takes a camel to be sacrificed and the meat to be cut up. And they used to do that in 15-20 minutes. That's where the fuqaha get it from. So, after 15-20 minutes, when the owner came outside, he found that his camel is sacrificed. He screams and he drops to the ground. He says, somebody has sacrificed my camel. That this was a very expensive commodity in those days. Nabi Akrimah Masa came out because he screamed. He said, what happened to you? He says, somebody sacrificed my camel. It's gone. I can see the blood is gone. Nabi Akrimah Masa asked the Sahaba. Now these were the same Sahaba that told Nu'aiman bin Amr to sacrifice the camel. They're standing there. They wanted this to happen. They wanted the future to unfold in this fashion and in this design. Nabi Akrimah Masa said, who did this? They said, Nu'aiman, he did this. Said, acha, where is he? So now Nabi Akrimah Masa is in search of Nu'aiman bin Amr. Hazrat Nu'aiman bin Amr took shelter in Hazrat Zaba'a bint Zubayr bin Abdul Muttalib's house. And basically in the back of the house there was a hole. He placed himself in the hole and he covered himself with branches and leaves. And he's sitting there. The Sahaba knew. Now they're taking the Nabi of Allah. Now these are the same Sahaba that told Nu'aiman to sacrifice the camel. Now they're dobbing him. So they're taking the Nabi of Allah to the house of Hazrat Zaba'a bint Zubayr bin Abdul Muttalib. The door's open. Now I'd like to stand up and show you what the Sahabi did. This is the Sahabi that demanded the sacrifice of the camel. He stands up and the Nabi of Allah is in the house. The Nabi of Allah can't see where he's hiding. So this Sahabi says, Hazrat Nu'aiman is not here. He's not here. I can't see him. And he's pointed to the Nabi of Allah. He's showing him this is where he is. So Nu'aiman will think that the Sahabi is not informing. But he's showing the Nabi of Allah right there. Look up there. So Nabi Akrim Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he goes to that point, that hole, he removes the leaves and the branches, and he finds Hazrat Nu'aiman sitting there like this, covered in dust, covered in sand. So Nabi Akrim says, Baro, get out. So he comes out. Nabi Akrim said, why did you do this? He said, the ones that brought you here, they told me to do this. These same guys that brought you here to this house, they told me to do this. It has been said that Nabi Akrimah Masa did not laugh, he did not smile, he laughed. He couldn't control his laughter. He called the Badwin and Nabi Akrimah Masa paid him the money of the camel that was sacrificed. And in Asadul Ghaba, it has been said for many, many months, whenever the Nabi of Allah remembered that incident, he used to laugh. The Sahaba used to laugh. Now if we look at this story in the light of taqwa, it is all wrong. It is theft. It is zulm. But there was a level of humor. There was a level of humor. And basically this is what Nabi Akrim Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew. That sometimes we need to loosen up. We need to be pranksters. We need to crack jokes. Because if we don't, our religion is boring. It will become dry. It will not become attractive. Inshallah, in the weeks to come, we will make mention of many stories similar to this that will give us an insight to the true complete life of Nabi Akrim and the Sahaba. Allah Almighty, allow us to be those people that bring a smile on the faces of people. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.